escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
All right, welcome back. It's Hour 3 of the GBAC Nation, and thanks to Ranger Slugger Rowdy Tellez for joining us here on The Fan. Hope to have him back sometime soon. Here's the chief of the sports hodgepodge, something like that.
Yeah, I'm sure he's looking forward to round 2 with the GBAC Nation as well. Hopefully we just fueled him to just go hit all the long balls for the rest of the season. He's just going to be imagining us on the ball, and he's going to just barrel that thing up.
Like Happy Gilmore.
Time and time again, yes.
Or I guess that was the water boy.
That's right, guys. Brought us, and I can handle it next time.
Brought us, what was your, Walchuk is very much so wanting to distance himself from me and Dawson. Brought us, what was your scouting report on that?
I'll tell you what, by the way, scouting report, I asked somebody in the organization about Micah's back tightness.
Oh, I thought about Rowdy Tellez.
I got an LOL on that one.
Oh, how about that? LOL to the back tightness.
Well.
Mike is alleging that the only reason he's not just 100% participating on the field is because his back's a little tight.
But, I had an LOL on that one.
Okay. That's good to know.
Yeah, but anyway, I think Dawson, I think, had every intention of doing the right thing. And Dawson, I give you credit. You tried to kind of work your way out of it, but it just got worse as you went along.
Yes, my feelings exactly.
It was like
We had a good point there about a halfway through, right up to the very end. And then I finally realized, my dumb ass finally realized what he was offended by.
Yeah.
And I tried to apologize.
And you did. These players, they probably with the media, they're like, once again, I went on radio station, but I think for the most part, we've had really good relationship with our player guests, but
especially
I think
I'm
might be done. I think we might be done now. This might be the,
they're gonna call
last
it.
One. Yeah, this is the end of that. So anyway, but and Chief, nice try on your behalf too. And you went to even more research. You doubled down on research is what you did. You know, once you kind of made your point, you're like, well, I need to go really now figure some things out. So,
yeah,
very, very well train wreckish of our show. Very train wreckish. It reminded me of things I would probably do.
So. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that might have been the most uncomfortable since you tried to give away all of Eric Kendrick's film secrets.
Oh, yeah. That probably,
you know what? Remember that? I was like, yeah. Well, hey, Eric, I've noticed this. And when you play in the game, you know, think about this. Hey, guys, by the way, it looks like to me they're walking. George Pickens is walking to the podium. Hi, George. How you doing, sir? Good to see you. Waving at him. He's way back.
Nice.
Yeah. So, he heard me say his name real loud. That's really the problem. But anyway, I don't know if we're going to.
We can take that if you want, Brian, whenever he's ready.
I'm giving the thumbs up from the Pimp's Cup. Let's do this.
All right. Well, it looks like to me George is at the podium. He is about to take a sip of water. Tad's explaining to him what the drill is, and the media is now assembling in front of him. And let's go. We're about to have – here we go.
Cowboys receiver George Pickens.
Okay. Yeah, here we go.
Calvin Watkins, Dallas Morning News.
There we go.
First, what's up? First day of practice out here in Southern California. Your thoughts on this first day?
I think it was a great day. Honestly, just guys working. Like you said, first day. So us getting our legs back under us, it's a great day of work.
You talk a lot about UNCD and Dak and this offense. What do you think this offense could be?
I think it could be great. Kind of like I said, as long as you – today is first day, but as long as we keep working and the camaraderie, I feel like there's no choice but to be great. Yeah.
Clarence Hill, DLLS Cowboys. Can you talk about your seemingly fast relationship with Dak and CD? Dak talked about you.
Yeah.
Bonded on the trip and how you're intentional about knowing his background.
Yeah. Just kind of the same personality. You know, as we play ball, we all kind of under the same umbrella. So just going when we kind of worked out over the offseason, getting to know the guys, I kind of connected with them a lot. And more than just Dak and CD, a lot of the receivers and a lot of the tight ends as well.
You made a point to, quote unquote, put your best foot forward. I mean, Dak said, whatever we see, whatever they Pittsburgh, I don't delete all that because I like what we got here.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's kind of a breath of fresh air. Like he said, out here practicing in Cali is way, you know, different. It's for sure. And then the guys, the camaraderie here is a little different as well.
John Michaud with The Athletic. Where do you think the on-field rapport with Dak is between you two right now? And how long do you think it'll take to get to where you want it to be?
I think it's great. I feel like I said, first day. So everybody's just getting used to a defense as well. But I feel like me, him, and CD, and Jalen Tolbert could have a great rapport just as long as we keep working. Yeah.
Hey, George Patrick, work with DallasCowboys.com. Eventually, you'll take the field, and looking across from you, you will see Trayvon Diggs. Can you just talk about the dynamic of iron sharpens iron and what that'll do for both of you guys as the season goes on?
Oh, great. That'd be great whenever Trey gets healthy, which is what I'm pushing for now, just hoping he gets healthy and then comes back. But that'd be great. Like you said, iron sharpens iron.
Joe Hoyt, Dallas Morning News. Yeah. Schottenheimer kind of indicated that CeeDee Lamb has kind of gone out of his way also to make you feel welcome and to kind of build something with you guys. How has he gone out of his way to kind of build that connection with you and make you feel welcome?
I feel like, you know, CeeDee's always kind of been that type of guy. You just got to get to know people. So I wouldn't really say like going out of his way. Kind of Dak too, you know what I mean? Just kind of knowing the guys. When you know them personally, then the connection changes.
What was your favorite moment from the retreat with Dak Prescott's annual retreat?
I'd probably say on the boat, you know, that's, you know, connecting with the guys is the best thing. And I feel like for me, a lot of the other guys, we did ski shooting, we did a lot of stuff, but the boat for me was amazing. Jet skis and boat, you know, just hanging with the guys, nothing too crazy, but besides football. By myself, yeah, but not with the guys. It's been great. He's probably one of the best coaches I've ever had around. Definitely besides like Kirby Smart and a lot of other legend coaches that I played for. But his energy, like you said, his energy is like one of one. And you can't really – that's got to be in somebody. You can't really make that.
Like, you know, sports-related activities and just different things that he's done with
you
guys. Has that stood out to you as something that's been a little bit different from your experience?
Literally, yeah. He's competitive. Like I said, you got that has to be like in you because he's a coach. He's not playing. So he's just as competitive as we are. So, yeah, he's a great guy.
George, you mentioned that you guys connected kind of on the trips and throughout your time here. But what exactly did you connect over? Was it, was there anything specific that you remember that kind of bonded y'all a little bit?
Not really because it's my first year here. So I'm still kind of getting the minutia of, hey, how you doing and stuff like that. But like I just said, like outside of football, that's pretty much what it was. And anytime we get stuff like outside of football, it's great to connect with guys, going to dinner, stuff like that. So, yeah.
Mike. Michael Coleman, PLTV East Texas, two-parter here. How do you see what your responsibility is with this offense?
Yeah.
And you think about that, what is your responsibility overall?
Me personally, making plays, I'm pretty sure as far as the Dallas Cowboys, they want me to make plays as well. So right now, that's my responsibility. And everybody else has a different responsibility. For me right now, is just making plays.
How much did you feel like you needed a fresh start
Because a lot of people didn't really know you until you, you know, got
here. Yeah. I think I needed a fresh start just in terms of, like you said, people not knowing me. I think that's the whole thing about it. Like, if you don't know somebody, kind of like what I was just telling him, like, if you get to know CD, then he's not really going out of his way. He's always been this way. You see what I mean? But you guys, you never really met him. So I definitely think it's a refreshing for me, yeah.
You know, Asana, you're a feisty guy. And
mm-hmm.
People might take that and say, that's who you are. Is that kind
of... Yeah, that's kind of crazy because you all, it's talking about, like, football clips. It's nothing personal. And it's kind of crazy that people don't realize that, and they're like 35, 45, and they still don't realize it. But like I said, once you get to actually know someone, like if I actually knew you guys personally, I bet it'll be a little different than your job.
You have like a split personality, on field, off field, do you think?
Yeah, I definitely don't want to go on the field and try to be a princess or anything. I'm definitely going to try to play football. You see what I mean? So yeah, and then off the field, I'm definitely a different person. I can't be a football player all the time.
When did you feel that fresh start really feel like it hit you?
I'd probably say when I got to Dallas, my first day in Dallas when I met everybody, that was probably when I really knew it was a fresh start, honestly, yeah.
Really sparked that?
Jerry, honestly, when I met Jerry, the type of person he was, that's what really changed me, you know what I mean? Because like I said, you have to get to know someone. You have your own thoughts or whatever you want to think, but if you don't know him, you can't really run with those thoughts. So when I met Jerry and he was a great person, that really changed everything for me, yeah.
Cowboys wide receiver George Pickens.
You talk about a lot of people, tight cast here as a contested catch guy, down the field guy. You talk about your route tree and everything you can do. Are
yeah.
you excited to expand that and do more than just be a deep ball guy?
Yeah, I'm definitely excited to run better plays for sure, yeah.
Duos in the NFL this
year. Oh yeah, for sure.
Why?
Just different type of styles of play. Like a lot of people over the years got different type of styles of play, but CD's a certain type of guy, and then I'm a certain type of guy. So when you mesh that together, it's like Mario Bros. You see what I mean? So like, we definitely could do something special.
Got it, everybody?
For sure.
All right, there he is, George Pickens, definitely excited to run better players. There's usually a shots fired element towards the Steelers and Arthur Smith and the physical over-the-top offense that they tried to run. I definitely didn't ask him to do much, but he's excited about the opportunity to do even more. Okay, we're coming back here, Wolchuk. What do we have in store?
Yeah, we'll hit some of the training camp news around the National Football League and an epic story regarding wet butts. That's next.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball's all about the games. And the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Welcome back, Nation. Here we go. Rowdy Tellez joined us 35 minutes ago. Still getting texts about it. Still having great conversation about it. I have a feeling we'll be unpacking that a little bit later on. Segments brought to you here by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels first, 214-817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. I do want to say, while we're on that subject, that I thought Rowdy had one of the best personalities. Like, at the end of it, when I was like, man, I'd like to have this guy back on again, I totally, you know, did not have any sarcasm on that. Some of the texters thought I was joking. I didn't mean to, you know?
No, yeah. I think that you really, yeah, there was no harm
good
intended there.
Good. And I hope he knows that. I want to keep saying it, you know, because I wouldn't want him thinking, wow, those guys at the Fan were intentionally jerks to me. Trust me, I've unintentionally been a jerk a lot in my life, and that 350 was just another example.
Yeah, okay. I think we could, if we had a do-over with him, I think he'd be a great interview.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. I'd do a weekly with him. You know, yeah.
At least bring him back next week. We'll tell Rich.
As long as he's on the team. The training camp coverage rolls on. Broadus is in Oxnard. Our coverage brought to you by the on-time experts, Rhino Shield and Yardbird Southern Table and Bar. Well, Chuck, take it away.
Man, okay, there's so much great stuff coming out of the impromptu presser that Micah Parsons and Trayvon Diggs held. And we're going to get to that a little bit later. This is just... I think Jerry Jones has got to be grinning from ear to ear because he loves this. But Micah and Trayvon have been very outspoken here about some of the comments that were made yesterday. But just to keep you updated on what's going on in the rest of the National Football League, Trey Hendrickson not reporting to Bengals camp. He had a lengthy conversation with Adam Schefter yesterday, basically said, tell those guys good luck. Their defense sucked last year. They don't want to have me there with 17 and a half sacks. Their defense is going to stink again this year. They got to pay me.
Congratulations, Jerry Jones. Mike Brown is your peer.
Okay. With that in mind, I'm glad that you bring this up. So we've got the Shamar Stewart stuff. And Brian, there's probably a reason why Mr. Brown does not speak much, because he did yesterday. He took to the podium. And this is what he had to say in regards to Shamar Stewart and their contract hold up.
Well, if we get a player who gets involved in something like that or does something that is just unacceptable, guess what? I don't want to pay him. I really don't. If he's sitting in jail, I don't think I ought to be paying him. And so we say that if he got involved in conduct detrimental, we'd have the right to terminate the guaranteed part for the back years. He says, or his agent says, oh no, you can terminate the guaranteed part only for the remaining part of the year in which the event occurs. Oddly, something like this has never occurred in my memory with us. I don't think it's going to occur. So we're sitting here arguing over something that I think is pretty remote, and I ask myself sometimes why the hell we're doing it, but we are, and he's doing it too, and at some point we got to put this stuff behind and just get him signed and get him up here and get him so he can be a contributor. He needs to get underway.
Man, that was a tough listen. We're not paying someone to shit.
Why is he talking about jail?
Yeah. It's kind of an interesting, but I guess that's the whole thing. Like, what they're trying to do is get out of paying any type of guaranteed money if there is something at fault that Shamar Stewart does. So let's say he gets and runs into trouble with the law, which granted, Cincinnati has dealt with a lot of players that have run into those issues. He wants to, the organization wants to be off the hook of having to pay him the guarantees, Brian.
Yeah, no, that's, you know, and it's really a very unusual stance, I think, for the Bengals to say this, because as you mentioned, Zach, smallest scouting staff in the National Football League, generally coach driven, coaches are willing to take chances on players. I always make the jokes when we're working on the draft show of, that's Cincinnati Bengals, that's my team, because they're always willing to do something that, you know, I mean, they took Joe Mixon. They've always kind of had a little bit of a maybe a guy has a weight problem, and maybe they have a off the field problem, whatever. Cincinnati's always been the team that's more than willing to bring that player on board. So I don't know all of a sudden where the Brown family has had this pushback, because they have the smallest staff, and when it's coach driven, you're going to have players that might end up in jail.
Yeah, it's we'll see how this one plays out. I mean, maybe Shamar Stewart ends up just saying, "Hey, I'm sitting out the year," and then he enters the draft again. That would be a fascinating dynamic. James Cook of the Bills, their running back, did report today. We were wondering, would he hold out? And if the Cowboys needed a running back, would that be a guy that you could call and maybe trade for? Because he wants a new deal. You'd have to pay him as well, but he's there. Terry McLaurin did not show up to Washington. Now, their GM, Adam Peters, did say they're willing to do basically whatever we can to get Terry McLaurin's deal done. I do think that they will. But as of right now, that is certainly, much like it seems the Micah deal is with the Cowboys, Terry McLaurin is not happy with Washington, and he is not there right now. So anything to derail the Commanders' chances of success, let's go. I'm here for it.
That would be huge. That would do it. That would make things a lot more difficult, and you would predict a Jaden Daniels sophomore slump at that point.
We have Philip Rivers actually retire officially with the Chargers yesterday, even though he hasn't played an NFL game in 5 years. That was one of the most out-of-the-blue random retirements I've ever seen. He's actually eligible for the Hall of Fame next year, but came out, made a whole video retiring as a Charger. So congratulations, Phil. Tyrann Mathieu, the Honey Badger, officially retired today from the National Football League. Congratulations on an epic career for your fellow LSU Tiger there, Brian Broaddus.
Yeah, absolutely, man. That guy was an incredible player. And I tell you what, played a lot longer in the league than I even thought. You know, I felt with the way his style was that maybe it would be detrimental to him. But, man, he sure did a nice job. He really
Honey Badger doesn't give a bleep.
Honey Badger
don't give a bleep. Uh-uh. Boy, what a great college player, though, too.
Oh,
holy
so good.
Jeez, was he good.
Unreal. And then Jamal Adams, also LSU Tiger, back in the league. He has reunited with Pete Carroll in Vegas with the Raiders. Hebron Hawks own Jamal Adams back in the National Football League. But now we go to Julian Edelman's podcast. Tom Brady, a great story from one of his former centers. And, let's just say he was not a fan of the wet booty.
Tom was a big stickler of your center can't be wet.
Huge.
I still do the towel to this day. You can see me. Tom takes all the centers to the side. If you're going to play center at any point, even just an undrafted guy, he'll teach you how to fold it and put it into your... I was on Tom's team and apparently too wet for him. This is an embarrassing moment. He literally pulls me off to the sideline, screams in my face that I'm a sweaty pig, and then pulls my pants out and powders my ass with baby powder in front of everyone.
Oh my God.
What are you thinking?
I was kind of embarrassed. I mean, all the fans were looking. We're like, it's like 15,000 people at Gillette Stadium. But I would always just do whatever he said.
We all did.
We all did, yeah.
And we just liked that he was talking to us.
Oh, me too, yeah. I was like, dude, I'll do whatever you want, man.
Wow.
Yeah, new laugh in the laugh bracket, I believe.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, I just heard that too, bro.
Incredible. Yeah. But the story is epic.
I mean powdering your center's butt is pretty next level.
In front of everybody, just pulls him down, boom, here you go.
That's leadership.
Pulling powder.
Let me tell you what, there was a time that was far worse than the wet butt syndrome things that quarterbacks deal with. There was a time like this when in the 70s when we used to wear these gray athletic shorts, and then like you would have some hangage, you know, quarterbacks getting under center, and with the, you know, and so that was literally like top of hand to area down below, you know, like when you had those bad bike gray shorts,
yeah,
like that quarterbacks used to, they never worried about wet butt, but yeah. When their top of their palm, or their palm of their hand, not the palm, the top of their hand made contact, and it was snap after snap after snap in those two-a-day practices and stuff. And it's amazing.
That's horrible.
Quarterbacks complaining about wet. How about the quarterback back in the day, like having to deal with hangage off the gray shorts?
We get it, Phil. Wow. We get it, bro.
Me too.
really this was in college. Imagine if your center was anywhere close to 35
pros.
Or so.
No, this is, yeah, this is pros. Pros, college, yeah, these quarterbacks are like, oh, we have to have a towel. And change your pants.
Where's the towel going? I just want to, just to be sure I'm thinking the right thing. Where's the towel going? On the
it goes in the back of your in the back.
Some so you stuff it in your pants.
Yeah, sometimes you could wear. Okay. Sometimes you wear a belt. I used to wear a belt, and it would. So I wore an extra belt that you could fold it through the belt. And
oh, so you were a towel guy too?
Oh, absolutely, I was a towel guy. Yeah, yeah.
Were you a hangage guy?
This is back there. Is it like
Oh, hangage. I was a hangage guy too. I mean, I'm just telling you. I played the '80s. I played the '80s. We didn't have those compressions. I'm just saying.
2 inches of girth. Those bike
I'm
shorts.
I'm just saying this was like, we didn't
earthquake.
Have. Yeah, we didn't have the compression shorts these guys have now and stuff like that.
Hangage guy. Yeah.
Slow down, Brian. You're titillating our female audience too much.
Yeah, 2.3% that listen to us on females.
That's a violation. I think we're up to 7%. Salute to all the lady listeners.
Thank
out
you, lady.
We're
listeners.
Up to 7% after the
thank
hangage.
You, ladies. Appreciate you.
Having the time of their lives. Yeah, I think that would go almost like a female product, just front to back to get everything.
Yeah,
right?
You kind
of lay that out there.
Well, that's uncomfortable, man. How but I guess that? You got to do what you got to do.
Probably put some compression shorts over it if you're rocking it these days, thanks to the technology.
What I'm saying. Yeah, but that's what the whole thing, there's ways to make the towel. Because the problem is if you just stuff it in the back of your pants, it flies out. You're running a play and the towel goes flying off and then you have to go get it.
And the ball might hit it. Don't want to bunching up and stopping the exchange.
You end up being like that hurdler.
Yeah. No, that's true.
How the world sees.
Man, well, that's a great story.
Well, thanks, guys.
That might be the best Tom Brady story ever.
Hey, he's worried. Hey, Tom should have played in the 70s when Roger Staubach and those guys, Steve Grogan and him, had to deal with, hangage.
He would have been so disgusted with those. I'm so tired of hearing hangage, bro.
And I didn't want to bring it up, but I think there's seepage as well. Like if a guy had to go use the restroom and now there's no towel barrier in between. Not only is my hand getting wet, but that might be fecal as well.
Well, I thought that's where Brian was going to go. There's like a poop incident.
Okay, we got to run. Jared Sandler's going to join us. What an hour. Holy crap. Jared, save us. It's coming up next here. G-Bag Nation, the fan.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's MensTeaClinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Baby, this is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. It's time for our conversation with Jared Sandler, our Rangers insider, pre- and post-game show host, play-by-play man. Joins you every Rangers game day here in the G-Bag Nation, brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. And a good afternoon, Jared. How the heck are you?
Hey guys, I'm doing great. How are y'all?
Doing wonderful. You know, after last night's game, I guess the question is, does this mean Josh Young is back?
Well, hopefully. I mean, you know, he's had a nice run against lefties, but, you know, I think that people look at him and think that there's too much there to just be a lefty guy, right? He's a guy who's talented enough to be an everyday player, and he'll face, you know, a righty and JT Ginn tonight. I guess we'll go from there. But, yeah, I mean, it was a great start. He looked comfortable. Maybe he needed the reset. Maybe it was, I'm not saying that there weren't mechanical things and, actual, like, hitting-related things that didn't get improved or anything, but maybe just, getting away from the mental grind helped him out. But, he looked – he had some good at-bats. He hit the home run, obviously the line drive single, and then the walk sandwich in between. And it's not the walk for the sake of a walk. It's – just laying off pitches that, aren't going to put you in a good position to succeed. So that was great to see, and hopefully he keeps it rolling because, there's no doubt. I think Matt Hicks said this yesterday, and he's spot on, that the best version of this team, as the roster is currently constructed, is a version in which Josh Young is an everyday player and contributing like an everyday player.
Well, and it was pretty awesome. Cody Freeman, obviously, comes up with the big hit. Yet back-to-back first for the Rangers there with Freeman and then Hellman. And it seemed like Boats just pushing the right buttons, trying to get some success and moving some stuff around. But, I mean, last night everything was clicking, but these two young guys are coming up and making an impact, Jared.
Yeah, that was nice. There were a lot of storylines yesterday, which is, always cool. You got Michael Hellman and Cody Freeman with their firsts, and the return of Josh Young and Jack Leiter, career high, tying 7 strikeouts. Just one of those games where, you weren't lacking content to discuss afterwards. But, I don't know what the Rangers have in Michael Hellman, but, you got 61 games left, right? And guys can get hot. Guys can kind of serve as a spark plug. And, maybe Michael Hellman against lefties can be that guy. This Rangers team absolutely needs some people to step up to help fortify their lineup against lefties. And, same with Cody Freeman. He's worked his tail off. He's put himself in a great spot. Is this going to be a flash in the pan, or is this something that's going to, carry through the rest of the year? I don't know, but I'd also say this, that, for any good team, and you can go back to the 2023 team and you could find a number of these guys, any good team over 162 games need guys who maybe they aren't, the same guy from, game one through game 162, but for a 2-week stretch, they contribute in a big way, and they help you win games for that 2-week stretch while someone's hurt or someone's struggling or this or that, whatever it might be. It's just one game from Cody Freeman and Michael Hellman, but if those guys can maybe put together a week or two long stretch to help, bank some wins, that stuff's critical. Whether, it lasts for 2 months, 2 years, 20 years, whatever, it doesn't necessarily matter. Them stepping up yesterday was pivotal in getting the win.
Marcus Semien and White Langford both getting a stolen base, and you look at this lineup, and that's certainly something that I think that they can be aggressive on the base path. And when I asked CY about that, like maybe a month ago, Jared, about the small ball aspect when they were struggling to score runs, he noted Boach was never really into that. I mean, is that something that maybe Boach is looking at this club and saying, hey, this could be a strength?
Yeah, and you're right. I think it's funny, everyone thinks, well, Bruce Bochy, he's 70 years old, he's an old school bunt guy, but he's never been that guy. That's not who he is, and frankly, I think we like to remember all the times the bunt works and forget about the times it doesn't, but there are situations where it makes sense, and I think Michael Hellman utilizing the bunt yesterday in that spot, that was great. And here's the thing too, guys. He can bunt. Like, it's a skill for him. When people ask me, well, are you surprised this guy didn't bunt, or did you wish this guy bunted, my first question is, well, I don't know if he can bunt, right? I don't want to ask a guy to do something he can't do, and I know some people are going to roll in their grave and say, well, these guys, bunting's easy. They should all be able to do it. I'm not here to argue that. The reality is these guys only have so much time to get better, and the way that practice is distributed from a time standpoint is a lot different these days than it used to be. There's not as much time devoted to bunting. And so when, you got a guy throwing 98 on the mound, I don't know that I want a guy trying to bunt if that's not something he's good at. But I think there are guys, and Michael Hellman probably one of those guys, who either are good at bunting or need to be good at bunting. Like, that was one of the things with Leody Taveras. Gosh, if this guy could just bunt, for 8 to 10 hits a year, you know, that would make a difference, right? And that's something that I think the Rangers wish that would have been a part of his skill set. And then as far as, you know, speed on the bases, yeah, you know, you're not going to get 10 steals from Corey Seager. You're not going to get steals from Kyle Higashioka, although he does have three now. But Adolis Garcia and Marcus Semien and Michael Hellman and Wyatt Langford and Evan Carter, Josh Smith. I mean, you got guys on this team who can run and turn singles into doubles, doubles into triples, you know, help take extra bases. You know, back in the day, over 100 years ago, they used to count going first to third as a stolen base. You'd get credit for a stolen base because of the second to third part of it. And, you know, you don't get a credit for a stolen base like that now, but that's equally as valuable. And I think this team's got the ability to impact the game on the bases in that way.
Jared Sandler with us here on The Fan. You mentioned Jack Leiter, all the punch-outs. What was working so well for him last night, and what would you say still needs to be sort of refined?
Yeah, can I tell you something, Eric? I don't think he was that great last night. And I think that is a credit to his ability to pitch maybe without being at his best. Like, his slider didn't seem to be much of a factor at all yesterday, and his fastball command was a little bit inconsistent. I don't want to say it was consistently erratic, but there were times it would just, he would lose it, and then he'd get it right back. The kick change was a really effective pitch for him early. His first four strikeouts ended on that pitch. It's not to say that, you know, he only got those strikeouts because of that pitch, obviously, but that was his finishing pitch. But I think what was so great about his performance and should give Rangers fans confidence as he continues to grow, and there's going to be steps forward and then a step back and then a step forward. You know, that's the nature of it. But he didn't have his best stuff, and he didn't have the slider as an effective swing and miss pitch, yet he still went six innings, allowed two runs, and struck out seven batters, and pitched in and out of some tough spots, and also pitched efficiently, too. In the first three innings, I think he only had 33, 34 pitches or something. So that was really good to see as well.
Hey, sorry, Brian.
Yeah, go ahead. Jared, I'm sorry, I'm out here in California, and I just wanted to ask you about the bullpen. You know, it seems like, has this group been put in, like, with some of the struggles because of all the high-leverage situations that maybe they got put into early in the season? Was that something that – did they just have to reset that thing to get it going the right way again?
Yeah, you know, when you don't score a lot of runs, and the Rangers earlier this year were not scoring a lot of runs, I think that narrative kind of needs to be adjusted, you know, over the last month and a half. But to what you're referring to, Broadus, it seemed like every situation – for the bullpen over the first 2 months was a high leverage situation because they were either trying to protect a one or two run lead, trying to keep a game tied or preserve a deficit of just one or two runs. And those are all important. And yeah, I think that can kind of grind on you. And the other thing is this, you know, if you bring in a high leverage reliever in a 5-0 game and he gives up two runs, no one really is going to, you know, think twice about that if you end up winning the game 5-2. But if they give up one run in a 2-1 game because of a duck fart and, you know, a stolen base and a sack fly or whatever, then all of a sudden they blew the game, right? And so it's amazing how much offense can impact our perception of a bullpen. But I do think that they needed a reset. I think that was definitely important. And I think they need a restock as well, and not just a reset. I think that, you know, if this team wants to fight for I'd say that their bullpen is currently constructed, adding back Cole Wynn, getting John Gray. Yeah, this is a bullpen that could make the playoffs. But I think if this is a group that wants to win the division, and I believe they are a group that wants to win the division, they probably need some help with the bullpen and, you know, getting some back end of the bullpen help to kind of help charge them up a bit. But this group has done a really nice job, and this front office did a really nice job finding several answers to a bullpen that really struggled the last 2 years. Even that 2023 season, they just were able to minimize the struggles because of their great offense in the first half, and then you know, the way Josh Boers, Jose Leclerc, and Aroldis Chapman and Cody Bradford pitched in the playoffs, that helped too. But it's really been a couple years since the Rangers had a really good regular season bullpen, and this bullpen has been, you know, at the top or near the top of the league in terms of ERA.
It's getting real fun, Sands. Enjoy the game tonight. Pre-game coming up at 6:30. We'll catch up with you tomorrow.
All right, fellas. Thank you.
There he goes. He's at Jared Sandler on Twitter. Brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. DeGrom going to be mowing him down. Pre-game's coming up at 6:30. Where are we going next, Chief?
Football's finest, where Trayvon Diggs and Michael Parson take center stage.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.